So we have Parshas Mishpatim over here, B'shus Rav Shlita, we have Parshas Mishpatim over here, that the Parshas Mishpat we always understand to be Dikta Kadin. There's a fight between two people, and there's halachas in this week's Parsha, how you deal with the machloikis, and who's right, and who's wrong. That's the concept of Mishpat. We view Mishpat as dinim, as strict dinim. Lamai says a very interesting Baal Turim over here. The Baal Turim says that HaMishpat is Rosh Tevis, Hadayin Mitzuvah Sheyaseh Pshara, Terem Yaseh Mishpat. That the Dayin is Mitzuvah to make a Pshara before he makes Mishpat. Before he makes Mishpat, he has to make a Pshara, he has to make a compromise between the two sides. Now, it's interesting, if you want to start off Parshas Mishpatim, most of us view a Pshara as, you know, both sides lose. You know, they didn't get what it's not really the right thing to do. L'chaira, you know, you don't know what to do. So, Mela, you have to make a Pshara. But the Baal Turim seems to be giving us an inkling over here. That's not true. That emes and mishpat means that there's a concept called a pshara. And really, we learned in Vesaches Brachas, for those that learned Daf Yomi, and for those that don't learn Daf Yomi, it's also in Vesaches Brachas. The Gemara in the beginning of Vesaches Brachas discusses the Gemara Dashin's Apostolic that says, Mi kehachacham umi yedea pesher dover. Who knows? Now, pesher dover usually is to be able to define something, to be able to explain something. That's the way pesher dover, a chacham, is able to explain something. He's able to understand something. So the Gemara Darshan is the word pesher, which in this sense is referring to an explanation, to coming to the truth about something. The Gemara explains it's referring to a pshara, that the Ibn Shalom made a pshara between Chizkiyo and Yeshayo. The story over there, the Gemara made a pshara. The Ibn Shalom made a pshara. So you see that the concept of a pshara is not just, you know, both sides lose. It's a chacham. A person that's a chacham, the Ibn Shalom in this case, Lavdol, is able to make a pshara. He's a chacham. He's a yedea pesher dover. He's able to make a pshara. And that's the concept of mishpat. There's an interesting lashon chazal. Chazal say, mishpat ihu rachame. The Goyim brings it in a few places. Mishpat is really rachamim. Rachamim means nadin, nad chesed. It means pshara. It means in the middle. Emes mishpat, it means we're able to find common ground. Why do we live in a development? Why is a development called development? Because if people live together, they have self-development. They have to develop themselves. They have to be able to steig and be able to coexist. A person that's a chacham is able to get along with other people is not a loser. He's not someone that doesn't know how to stand up for his own rights. He's a chacham. He's a yedea pesher dover. He knows how to make a pshara. Baruch Hashem, we have different kehilas, every community. And when we're zeicha to live together with a pshara, we said, it's something called mayim pesher. Mayim pesher means warm water. What does warm water mean? You have a little bit of cold and a little bit of hot, and together it's geschmack. You can't take a shower in cold. You can't take a shower in hot. But in pesher, you can take a shower. The concept of eila mishpatim is the ultimate tachlis of mishpat is to bring rachami, to bring psharis, to bring shalom in Klai Yisrael. And that's the tachlis of it. And that's why the Baal Turim starts off dafka with this halacha. You know, is everyone 100% right? When there's two people fighting, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as one person is 100% right and one person is 100% wrong. Everybody is a little bit right and a little bit wrong. As is, one person is a little bit more than the other one, but there's no one that's mamish 100% right. They darshan on the pasuk, la'yia ke kairach v'chadosai. They will never be like kairach v'chadosai, that one side was 100% right and one side is 100% wrong. We have to realize that we give a little bit, and giving is not a chesaron, it's a maila, it's a chachma, it's a yedea pesher davu shetakav yizoyche, to have emes mishpat, what emes mishpat means, which is mishpat, the yirachami, to be able to find the pshara in the schus, that we'll find the pshara in our lives, the Bereshit Lebez Hashem bench us, and give us psharis, brachis, and atzlachis, and all our anyanim. Amen.